We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
This is News Radio 105.9 WBBM's All Local. Listen and subscribe for Chicago's most up-to-date news each weekday morning and afternoon. Now from the WBBM Newsroom, these are the most important news stories from the Chicago area.
No April Fools. We do have some light snow falling and some light rain in the area. 38 degrees. Another unseasonably cold, wet day in Chicago, making it feel more like winter than early spring. Let's see how the weather might affect this evening's rush hour and how long this trend is going to last. Here's AccuWeather meteorologist Brian Thompson.
The rain and wet snow continue to fall across the area this afternoon. We're expecting little, if any, additional snow accumulation, with roads staying mainly wet thanks to temperatures that are well above freezing. Now, the steady precipitation will wrap up into tonight. We'll just have a couple of rain or snow showers around into tonight and perhaps some wet snow or rain around tomorrow morning. But again, temperatures are largely going to remain above freezing throughout tonight and into tomorrow, so we really don't anticipate any accumulation. And eventually, we'll even see some sunshine return into Friday and Saturday. Brian Thompson, News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
WBBM News Time 3:04. Janitors from across Chicago are expected to rally in the Loop at this hour and threaten a massive strike. WBBM's Andy Dane joins us on the News Live with a story.
Keith, with the contract for thousands of janitors who service an estimated 85% of commercial office buildings in Cook County, that's set to expire in a matter of days. Thousands expected to gather here in Daly Plaza to threaten what organizers call an industry-wide disruptive strike. SEIU Local 1 says workers have been in negotiations with the Building Owners and Management Association for weeks now, demanding, among other things, pay increases. By Saturday, they're expected to either ratify a contract agreement or vote to strike. After what is sure to be a soggy rally here today, janitors planning to march to the BOMA headquarters and make their message heard just in time for rush hour. Reporting live in Daly Plaza, Andy Dane, News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
There's word this afternoon that Bears legend Steve McMichael is back in the hospital. Mongo has been battling ALS for several years. The 66-year-old is scheduled to be inducted into the Football Hall of Fame in August. We'll keep you posted on his medical condition.
It's 3:05. Attorney General Mary Garland chose Chicago to announce a nationwide drop in violent crime and gun violence. A Chicago area native says there was a 13% decline in homicides in Chicago over the past year, even more substantial in other places like Detroit, Baltimore, and New Orleans. But he says illegal gun sales remain a major problem.
A flood of illegal guns into our communities is increasingly driven by individuals who sell guns without a license and who do not conduct background checks on their sales. As the report indicates, these black market guns are often found at crime scenes.
Garland also announced $78 million in new funding for community-based anti-violence initiatives.
The Johnson administration wants to use taxpayer subsidies to help renovate aging Loop office buildings and bring more affordable housing to the downtown area.
The administration wants to offer subsidies to help developers of four buildings in and around LaSalle Street to upgrade their buildings, add residential units, and guarantee that at least 30% of the new housing is affordable. Michael Reschke, CEO of Roanoke Hospitality, joined Mayor Johnson in the lobby of one of the buildings, 208 South LaSalle, to cheer the revitalization.
This partnership is just not about renovating buildings. It's about building dream and opportunity for all of the citizens of Chicago.
The mayor is continuing and expanding on an initiative begun by his predecessor, Lori Lightfoot.
Individually, each of these projects is a step towards the mixed-use revitalization of the Central Business District. Collectively, these projects are full-blown march into an inclusive and vibrant future for our downtown.
At City Hall, Craig Delamore, News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
WBBM News Time 3:07. If you're passing through Union Station over the next couple of days, you might be able to grab some cash.
3, 2, 1.
So here's the deal. Ibotta, a cashback and consumer rewards mobile app, has installed a Make It Rain pop-up right in the middle of Union Station. Ginger Gladding was taking the rails from Virginia to Kansas City. She had to give it a try.
So you didn't win any money, Ginger?
I didn't, but it was fun. We took some fun pictures.
So what is it? The money's swirling around? How did that work?
Right in this tube, they'll throw some in and it moves around and you try to grab it. I mean, it's harder than it looks.
But believe it or not, we actually had better luck.
Oh, my God. I got $1.
It's all yours.
It's all mine.
It's all yours.
I pick up all this money off the floor. Oh, my gosh. This is like getting a raise. I'm getting at least
$15.
I got $15.
Ibotta's Make It Rain experiential campaign will be at Union Station through Saturday. Terry Keschner, 105.9 WBB.
Metro's kicked off its multi-million dollar infrastructure improvement plan.
In Metro's 2024 capital program, over $300 million has been allocated for construction projects. Metro spokesperson Michael Gillis says a lot of the work is yearly maintenance.
Track repairs and tie replacement and grade crossing replacement, just kind of all the things you need to do to keep the railroad operating.
He says one of the bigger projects includes bringing stations on the electric line up to ADA accessibility standards.
Those stations have long been a little difficult for us to attack because they're elevated and they're very narrow, don't have a lot of room to work with to install things like elevators and ramps. It's work that we haven't got to for a while, but now we're mounting a major effort to attack.
Gillis says Metro will also be continuing the replacement of old bridges on the North Line. He says construction work will not have a significant impact on train schedules. Carolina Garibay, News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
Ophthalmologists will be on the lookout for people with some vision problems after Monday's solar eclipse.
After the 2017 eclipse, Dr. Shweta Chowdhury estimates they saw more than a dozen patients at the Cook County Vision Care Clinic at Stroger Hospital, including two with damage to their retinas. So she and the other ophthalmologists will be on high alert for 3 or 4 weeks following Monday's event.
Any patient who walks in, we have a screening question like, you know, have you been watching eclipse with unprotected eyes?
To protect yourself, she suggests you get glasses with solar filters that have an ISO rating of 12312-2.
Even through your unfiltered camera or telescope or binoculars or any other similar devices is unsafe.
Dr. Chowdhury says the burns often match the shape of the eclipse and can result in blurred vision. Nancy Hardy, News Radio 105.9 W.
All Local is a production of News Radio 105.9 WBBM, Chicago's news, traffic, and weather station. Please like and subscribe to this podcast on the Odyssey app to continue receiving up-to-date news and information.